This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday he has reached a deal with a bipartisan group of senators to rebuild the nation's infrastructure, likely unlocking the most funding for roads, bridges, and ports in decades. Mr. Biden said at the White House, quote, "We have a deal," end quote, adding on Twitter that a group of five Democrats and five Republicans, quote, "has come together and forged an infrastructure agreement that will create millions of American jobs," end quote. The president sat down with the lawmakers at the White House to cap weeks of negotiations on Capitol Hill, where Democrats and Republicans have squared off intense negotiations over the size and scope of the funding. One lawmaker said, quote, "No one got everything they wanted in this package. We all gave some to get some because what we did was put first the needs of our country," end quote. The United States plans to evacuate at least some Afghan interpreters who have worked with U.S. forces before the full withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, a senior official said Thursday. The official spoke on condition of anonymity and said the move would keep the interpreters, facing violent reprisal from Taliban forces, safe as their immigration visas are processed. Poland will withdraw its troops from Afghanistan at the end of June, President Andrzej Duda said Thursday, bringing its two-decade presence in the country to an end. NATO allies agreed in April that foreign troops under NATO command will withdraw from Afghanistan in coordination with a U.S. pullout by September 11th. Duda wrote on Twitter the first troops would return to Poland Thursday night. After withdrawing, the United States and NATO aim to rely on Afghan military and police forces, which they have developed with billions of dollars in funding to maintain security. This is VOA News. The U.S. government banned imports of solar panel materials from a Chinese company and placed trade restrictions on four others Thursday for alleged use of forced labor in the Xinjiang region. The White House said in a statement that the Xinjiang-based company would not be able to sell its products into the United States due to information indicating they used forced labor to manufacture some products. The U.S. envoy in Moscow returned to Russia Thursday, saying he was ready to work on a, quote, "stable and predictable relationship," end quote, after a U.S.-Russia summit aimed at reducing tensions. Ambassador John Sullivan said in a statement he was ready to work with Russia, quote, "on our goal of a stable and predictable relationship between our countries," end quote. His statement comes several days after Russia's envoy to Washington, Anatoly Antonov, resumed his own posting. These moves come after summit talks in Geneva between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. Russia accused Britain Thursday of spreading lies over a warship confrontation in the Black Sea and warned London that it would respond resolutely to any further provocation action by the British Navy off the coast of Russia-annexed Crimea. Russia summoned the British ambassador to Moscow for a formal diplomatic scolding after the warship breached what the Kremlin says are its territorial waters, but which Britain and most of the world say belong to Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron urged EU countries to be extremely vigilant about the Delta variant of the coronavirus and to be more closely coordinated on allowing tourists to come from outside the bloc. Ahead of an EU summit in Brussels, Macron said, quote, "We must all be vigilant because the much-talked-about Delta variant is coming, which spreads much more rapidly than the other variants and affects people who are not vaccinated or who only have one dose," end quote. He adds the EU needs to drive vaccinations even more. Nearly 100 supporters of Finland's national football team, who traveled to Russia for a Euro 2020 defeat against Belgium, have caught the coronavirus, authorities said Thursday. The prime minister joined the THL health authority overseeing the epidemic in calling for Finns who returned home from Monday's 2-0 loss in St. Petersburg to take a test. Tests carried out at customs posts along the border with Russia have already returned 86 positive cases, with more analysis still ongoing. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.